from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on the first post-primary edition of My Mayor is candidate Ken Welch. Hello, sir.
Joe, how are you doing? Good to be with you again.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really happy with the results from last night.
And I think a question that you'll enjoy answering more than in the past, how's life on the campaign trail?
Never ending. I'm on about 4 hours sleep. And of course, due to our victory last night, a lot of folks want to chat. And I'm delighted to do that. And it's just a really exciting time for our campaign. You know, I'm elated because our message of inclusive progress really resonated with the community. And I think that showed in the results last night. And I'm just excited about these next 9 weeks, maybe 5 weeks before the first mail ballots go out, to continue getting that message out to the community.
That's great. And we've been digging in for a lot of weeks now, so we're going to give you some softballs today to just help you relax and celebrate the victory. So first, let's just look at how you spent the evening.
Well, again, you know, part of what made this so different is having to campaign in a pandemic. And so, you know, we didn't have a big event. We had a socially distanced event with just a small number of people, and then we live streamed it. The great thing about Pinellas County is that we've long led the state in voting by mail, and upwards of, you know, high 70% of folks who voted by mail this time. And so we had the results very early, 7:15 or so. We had most of the votes in, and saw that we would be successful last night.
And as you look back at the campaign, you know, being out there and connecting with folks, what stands out at you as anything unexpected, or what were the main sentiments? You know, what was the most noteworthy experience you had?
Well, it's the new normal. I mean, we are almost, I saw the Matrix 4 is coming out, and that's so appropriate because that's this last 2 years of dealing with the pandemic, the social unrest, all those things, you know, thinking that we see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think we had our first in-person event late into the campaign at Historic Uptown, I believe, first time the candidates were actually able to get together outdoors, and then we had a thunderstorm roll in. I was the last speaker as the thunderstorm was rolling in behind us. And so we never got back to that normal. And, you know, the Zoom meetings, not having that personal connection with the voters was really different. But we persevered. You know, I think each candidate was able to get their message out virtually to the voters. But it's just a different kind of campaigning. And because this pandemic has been extended for so long, it's really changed the way that we have to communicate with voters to this day.
Yeah. And as we move now past the primary, it comes down to, you know, the differentiation takes on even a little bit of a stronger presence. It's just down to two of you. So what do you say to the, you know, the 30% or so folks who didn't vote for you or Robert? What's your message to them as they look to choose between you?
Well, local elections are very important. One of the things that's always concerned me is a low turnout for local elections. Yet, when you want clean water at the tap, when you want help when you dial 911, when you want to make sure that we're dealing with our waste in an appropriate way, all those things are local decisions and handled by local leaders. And so I would ask folks just to be engaged in the process. Those who did vote for another candidate, ask you to look at our platform. I think there's a lot of consensus on our direction and the kind of governance that we want for St. Petersburg. And certainly reach out through my website, kenwelch.com, or give us a call at 490-4926. And, you know, we'd be happy to talk with you. You can email, text us, and talk about our vision for moving our community forward.
So obviously, in addition to the voters who were, you looked at other candidates, there were other candidates too. So do you have any thoughts or messages to the candidates that didn't make it through?
I do. And I did hear from several of the candidates election night, Marcel Powers, Wingate Newton, Darden Rice, Pete Bolin called earlier in the day. And I did actually have coffee with Mike Ingram about a week ago. It takes a lot to put yourself out there in front of the public and say, look, I want to lead your city. And so I just want to convey to them publicly, and some of these I did convey privately, a quote from Theodore Roosevelt from 1910, former president. It's called The Arena. If I could just take a second. And I'm going to replace the gender here because he refers to men. I'm going to refer to persons. But it says, it's not the critic who counts, not the person who points out how the strong person stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the person who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends themselves in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if that person fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that their place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And that's called The Arena. And it's just a tribute to those folks who actually put themselves out there in the public arena. And I just have a whole lot of respect for anyone who does that.
It's a beautiful quote. And I think that's a great place to end, to just let that marinate with folks. Yeah. So I'll let you get on with your day, because I know you're in today, and very much appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks so much, Joe. I appreciate it.
From stpcatalyst.com.